It's BFBS, the Forces Station. Hal Stewart's here on FA Cup final day. I wanted to get someone who loves football as much as I do and a fellow Yorkshireman, a man who has travelled and traversed the football pyramid. Jack Peat, Doncaster Rovers extraordinaire, writes for the fanzine, an author of some repute. Jack, welcome. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well, thanks. Yeah, thanks for the lovely introduction. That's I've never had one quite like that, really. Tremendously excited about the FA Cup final. What always amazes me, specifically with the FA Cup, is that we were sort of watching games like a year ago when sort of like 60 blokes stood around sort of like a small field out in the middle of Surrey somewhere, and that's where it all starts. And the first qualifying round are always the one that amazes me, and that journey, such a long journey to the final, it's brilliant.
It's true, Jack, and it's nothing like it anywhere else in any other country. So before we go any further, let me get your prediction for the final. It is Chelsea versus Leicester City, 5:15 UK time kickoff today.
2-1 victory for Chelsea. That's my hunch, and actually I think it's going to be a really good game. I think Leicester have got some momentum behind them. Obviously, Chelsea have had this sort of like great Tuchel revolution, which has made them incredibly competitive again, and they're playing really nice stuff. Leicester's the one that people don't talk about enough, and I've got no affiliation to Leicester, except for the fact that I look at them in third position in the Premier League and in the final of the FA Cup, and I think, why aren't people talking about that anymore? Obviously, I know that the big story happened a few years ago. But to sustain that and to still sort of be solid Champions League spot outfit, I just think that's remarkable.
I agree. And, you know, we're selling some players as well. Let's talk about Doncaster Rovers, your team. A bit of a disappointing season in League One, should we say, mid-table finish?
I think a capitulation is probably what we can fairly call it. When you're a mid-table League One outfit like we are, instances like losing your manager and losing your captain sort of in one fell swoop, it's unfortunately it happens to teams like us. And sort of if you supplement that with the fact that we've got a lot of loanee players brought in by Darren Moore who were probably playing for Darren Moore. And when things sort of, when the wheels started to fall off, they really came off. You could have been quite sure that we were a playoff contender coming into the second half of this year and even pushing for sort of automatic spots. And then it was just, I mean, it was absolutely abysmal and there was no energy. And it was sad to see, really. Disappointing end to the season, let's put it that way.
Yeah, good to see Darren Moore, though, back fighting fit after he was quite poorly with COVID-19. Now the manager of Sheffield Wednesday. I'm a Yorkshireman, you're a Yorkshireman, but both of us are now exiled to the south of England. You edit the London Economic. You're a regular contributor to the two-time fanzine of the year, Popular Stand, and contributor to Vice, Huffington Post and The Independent. So obviously, with all of that as your background bona fides, I have to ask, what are the pies like at Doncaster Rovers?
Unfortunately, not very good. I'm also sort of a new author as well, because I found that as with Doncaster Rovers ground, the Keepmoat Stadium, many grounds are sort of lacklustre in their catering sort of offering. It's now we've got this banal brush that has swept across most grounds in the country, where you can be in Doncaster, you could be in Torquay, you could be in Preston, but it's all the same catering offering wherever you go, which is, for me, it's a great shame. You know, if you're a football fan who obviously are interested in having some good grub before the game, a few beers, and you're travelling to all these far-flung places, and you end up just in the same sort of like the pie and drinking the same sort of beer, it's a shame. In the Keepmoat Stadium, like many others, it's below par.
Yeah, because you can, as I do, like you, I travel all around the country when I could, watching Sheffield United home and away, and you can feast on different things in different regions, and really you actually become quite cultured. A lot of my mates that don't follow football would stay in Tadcaster when I was growing up and just go to the same pubs every weekend, and they'd be like, where are you going this weekend? I'd be like, well, I'm going to Swansea. They'd be like, what? Why are you going there? And when you go there, you can try different food. Oh, I'm going to West Ham and have some jellied eels and some whelks. So if people wanted to find out like a bit of a definitive guide to different places to eat when they can go back following their football club, you said you're a recent author. Talk me through it.
So my new book, The Great Pie Revolt, precisely on that matter. You know, I'm of the belief that there is a understated connection between football and food. You, like me, are tremendously passionate about going to watch football across the country. And when you get there, why not find out what that place is good for in terms of the catering offering, the food, the drink, the local breweries, the cafes, the foods that sort of hail from that region. You can do so much when you travel as a football fan. You know, you can go to Oldham and have a rag pudding, which is one that I particularly enjoyed. You can go and have an oat cake wrap in Stoke, and I could go on. But what I'm really trying to do in the Great Pie Revolt is sort of marry two things. One is the fact that, as I've just said, there's a really dire catering offering within the football grounds. And the other is that if you just look around the ground, and you don't have to go far, you will find just a tremendous wealth of great beers and really good, it might be pies, but it could be a really good rag pudding. It could be Stotty and Panakelty in Sunderland. The list goes on. There's some incredible things out there, and we're just really not getting that exposure to it.
It's so true. And I would just say, for those listening overseas, like when I've been based in Germany or in Cyprus or Gibraltar, do go and check out some of the local football teams. That can always be good fun. If you are in the UK, then of course you could go and check out food in different towns, villages and cities. Jack, Pete, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.